The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 22, Text 14 through 19, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in January of 1967 in New York.
Gram ko dher dash hoya tar lathi khay bhramite bhramite jodi sadhu bodh pa so we the conditioned soul is just like being kicked up by the material energy from this way to that way. That is our position. And the kicking is by lust and anger. Ichha desha samutthena sarge jhanti parantapa. We have got two things here in the conditioned life. We desire something. And if the desire is not fulfilled, then we become angry. So in this way, we are traveling or, I mean to say, transmigrating from one body to another. Now this can be stopped. This process can be stopped. How? Tar upa, bhamite bhamite jadi sadhu vajdapa. In this way, we are being kicked up by maya, but if by chance we get the shelter of a good physician, good physician means a bona fide spiritual master, then by his advice, just like a patient is cured by following the instructions of a bona fide physician, similarly, this disease of being kicked up from one body to another, this could be stopped by the instruction of a bona fide sadhu, saintly person, or spiritual master, or shastra, or scripture. So, the scriptures and the saintly person and spiritual master, they are on the same level. Because a sadhu, who is a saintly person, he would not place anything which is not sanctioned by the scripture. Similarly, a bona fide spiritual master means he is following the footprints of the previous acharya. Therefore, he is bona fide. So, a scripture is the medium through which we have to get our experience and knowledge through the explanation of sadhu, saintly persons and spiritual masters. So, there is very nice a verse quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Kama Dinang Katina Katidha Palita Dunnidisha Tishang Jata Maina Karuna Natrapa Nopashanti Utsidya Itan Atha Jadupati Sampratang Labdabuddhi Tamayata Saranam Abhayangamanga Nijankhatma Dasri. A devotee is praying to the Lord that, my dear Lord, I have experienced that I came to enjoy this material world, but actually I am being kicked up. By whom you are kicked up? Na kamadina, kama, krodha, lobha. There are six good friends. We have accepted them as good friends, but they are not good friends. What are they? The lust and the anger and the avarice and greediness, so many things. So, to serve the material world, to enjoy the material world, not serve. We don't wish to serve, we want to enjoy. But actually, we become servants of all these principles. Kama, krodha, lobha, bhaya. We are servant of fearfulness, we are servant of malice, we are servant of lust, we are servant of anger, although we are thinking they are master. So, one who has come to the senses that I am acting here as servant. I am servant of my society, I am servant of my family, I am servant of my senses, I am servant of my so many things I have created. After that, I am servant of dog, I am servant of cat, and so many things I have become servant. But I am thinking I am master. This is called Maya. So one who comes to the senses, he can understand that I am not master, I am servant, because I am constitutionally servant. I am subservient to the Supreme. I am expansion of Krishna. Why? Because Krishna meant that there would be so many expansions and they would like to love me and I will be enjoyed. Anandamaya Vyasa. Now suppose I keep some friends. Suppose I create some disciples. What is the idea? The idea is that we shall enjoy reciprocally. My disciples and we shall talk about Krishna and we shall eat together and we shall chant together. This is the idea. Now if some of the disciples become overruled, then it becomes a very precarious condition for me. Similarly, God expanded Himself as the living entity for enjoyment. Reciprocal, not that God's own enjoyment. When there is question of enjoyment, all the parties who participate in a particular type of enjoyment, they enjoy. So, the perfection of enjoyment, when God desired that I should expand myself so that I can enjoy, so His enjoyment is not deficient. But if we want not to enjoy with God, but we want to enjoy in a different way, that is my misfortune. So, originally, as Lord Chaitanya has explained in the very beginning, you may remember that the constitutional position of the living entity is to serve. This point we have explained several times. So, we cannot change that position. If we don't serve Krishna, then we have to serve Maya. That position is there. So, here in this material world, we are rendering service to these. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, we are servant of lust, we are servant of anger, we are servant of avarice, we are servant of so many things. So, Kama, Dinam, Kutidha, Nakutidha, and servant, when one becomes servant, he has to execute anything with the master's order. Suppose one is serving some big man, he says that you do this, I want. Now to satisfy him, one has to act according to his desire, which he may not like. Suppose one says that you go and tell this lie, it is required by me. Now because I am in service, even great personalities like Bhishma. Such a great personality, he could not join with the Pandavas' party because he became a servant of the Kurus. A servitude is such a thing. A servant means a dog's qualification. In the Bhagavad it is stated that because the higher caste, the caste system, higher means the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, they will never become servant of anyone. Therefore they are higher. The Shudras, they accept service of others. So that was the stricture. And in the Shastra, the Brahmins and the Kshatriyas, the higher caste and the Vaishyas, they would never serve. Now there is injunction in the Bhagavad. If a Brahmin is in trouble, He can take the profession of a Vaishya, but never take the profession of a dog, that never serve. Because as soon as one becomes servant, his independence is lost. So, our independence, we can keep only our independence when we become servant of God, because there is no injustice. Here it is said, the kamadinam kodidhana kodidha palija dinnirsha, durnidesha. Of course, you are my master, that's all right. Whatever you order, I have to carry out. But sometimes the master order that you do this, which I should not do. We have got practical experience in our life, and sometimes we do something which is not to be done, but being carried away by lust, we do so many nonsense things. So we are servant of this lust and anger. So one who is in sense, he says like this, that I have served this kama krodha, but the result is that they are not satisfied. This material world, if you go on serving anyone, and if you ask the master, are you well served, you'll never say that I am. Rather, if even a master is satisfied, he would not frankly say, though I am satisfied. This is the nature. So, the devotee says, now, because I see that I have to serve only, so I have given up the service of this maya. I have given up the service of maya. Utsijja itam, utsijja, this service of maya I have now given up. Then what you want to do? Utsijja itam atha jadupate sampratam labdhabuddhi. Now, just presently, I am little bit intelligent. What is that? You are designing a service? Yes. Oh, that's not very good intelligence. How you will provide yourself? No. Yes. Stamaya. I have come to you, my Lord. Stamaya. So I have approached you. Because you are saranam abhayam. You are a perfect master. There is no fear of my being dismissed. Saranam abhayam samayata mang nijunkhatmadase. Now please give me an appointment in your service. This is the perfection of service. We have to give up the service of the maya and take an appointment from Krishna. Then that is our perfection. The service is there. Just change the account. Just change the account from this service to that service. If you want to dominate, if you want to exploit the resources of nature, that is materialism or material civilization, then you become more and more servant of nature. But if you give up all these propensities and just submit, surrender to Krishna and take an appointment from Krishna, then you will be happy. This is the position. So, the sadhu vajda, sadhu saintly person, or the spiritual master, or the scripture, what do they advise? That as it has been stated, by the instruction of saintly person, by the instruction of spiritual master, one gets out of this kicking problem. And what is this instruction? The instruction is very simple. That you give up the service of this sense gratification, you just engage yourself to the service of Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. You simply change the consciousness. Now your consciousness is absorbed in varieties of sense gratification. You stop this. You just apply your senses unto the service of the Supreme Lord. This is called devotional service, bhakti, or Krishna consciousness. It's a simple process. Just we have to change. The activities are the same. Bhakti means sarvapadhi vininmuktattat paratena nirmanam. Nirmanam. Rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti rikshat. Rishik. Rishik means senses, and rishikesa means the Krishna. Krishna is the master of your senses. Just like, actually, suppose this house So we are now occupying this house. We are supposed to be the master of this house. But actually, we are not the master of the house. The master is the landlord. But again, if you go further, the landlord is also not the actually master. The master is the state. The supreme master is God. So we have to take shelter of the supreme master. Krishna bhakti hai avideya pradhan bhakti mok niriksha karma yoga gya. Now there are different process of self-realization. Just like creative activities. Karma yoga, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga, hatha yoga, so many, there are different. But they are simply steps. They are not themselves final. One who is unable to engage himself in Krishna consciousness, for them these different steps are prescribed, not for the person who is engaged in Krishna consciousness. Because if one does not engage himself in the service of Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, then he may not like for so many reasons. For social reason, for political reason, for religious reason, many other reasons. Although we find that it is very nice process, but still there are some impediments which restrict us not to follow this principle. Now, one who cannot follow this principle, for them these different processes are prescribed so that someday in the future he can have this opportunity of becoming a servant of Krishna, because that is the final goal. So here, Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna bhakti hai avideya pradhan. For self-realization, if you want to realize yourself, or if you want to get out of these material clutches, then the main function is to become in Krishna consciousness and be engaged in the service of the Lord directly. And bhakti mok nirikha karma yoga jnana and other processes, they are also admitted. But they are dependent on this process. That means, by karma yoga, when you acquire knowledge, then that is another step forward. Then by jnana yoga, when you are able to meditate, by jnana yoga you can understand the super soul and your soul, and when you understand also that by the individual soul, the super soul has to be seen by meditation and focus, that is called jnana yoga. Then when you understand super soul, then go further, you can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyway, all these processes, yoga means just like a staircase. You cover the staircases under certain rules and regulations, but the highest, topmost place is that Krishna bhakti or Krishna consciousness. Ultimately, you have to reach that point. So, any other process that is dependent on the Krishna consciousness. But Krishna consciousness is direct method, it is not dependent on any such method. A person who is in Krishna consciousness, he does not require to perform jnana yoga or hatha yoga or karma yoga or jnana yoga. Automatically everything will come up. Just like if you get $10,000, then your business for $1,000 is automatically served. But if you have got $1,000, the business of $10,000 cannot be served. The Krishna bhakti, Krishna consciousness is full. Lord Chaitanya therefore said, the Krishna bhakti hai avideya pradhan, amongst all other processes for self-realization, this is the chief Bhakti mok nirikha karma yoga. And other processes, just like karma yoga, dhyana yoga, jnana yoga, they are dependent on Krishna. Krishna bhakti, devotional service, Krishna contact. Ei sab sadhaner oti tuchha bol, Krishna bhakti vina taha dite nare pho. Now it is clearly explained that if you simply prosecute the other system of yoga, then you'll never be able to reach to the final goal. Therefore, it is senseless. Krishna bhakti vinada, unless you add to it Krishna bhakti plus karma yoga, means karma, your working capacity plus Krishna consciousness, your speculative capacity plus Krishna consciousness, your meditating capacity plus Krishna consciousness. When you make it plus, then it becomes successful. Krishna consciousness minus karma, Krishna consciousness minus knowledge, that will never be able to give you the desired result. That's gone. Now he is quoting one passage from Srimad Bhagavatam. Naskarmam appachita bhavavajjitam nasobhati jnanam mamalalam. Naskarmam appachita bhavavajjitam nasobhati jnanam alam niranjanam kutappunasasadabaddam isharina chapitam karma yadappakaranam. Now the Bhagavat instead that even a person in high status of knowledge, he cannot get success without being taken shelter of achyuta bhava. Achyuta, achyuta means Krishna. Krishna's another name is achyuta. So achyutananda means one who takes pleasure in Krishna. Krishna's name is achyuta. Achyuta means infallible, who never falls. That is the difference between Krishna is Brahma. We are also Brahma. But we are not achyuta, we are chuta. Chuta means falling down. We have got the tendency of falling down. Krishna never falls down. Therefore his name is achyuta. The achyuta bhava varjita. Jnanam amalam. If you gone speculative on knowledge, but if that knowledge is minus Krishna, then nasobhate, it will not, it is not very nice thing. Because it will not give you the desired result. So, Bhagavad says, even a man advanced in knowledge, he cannot get the desired result without achyuta bhava. Achyuta bhava means, achyuta means Krishna, and bhava means his relationship. Sentiment. Bhava actually means sentiment. Krishna sentiment. Krishna sentiment means Krishna consciousness. Now, if a person in advanced knowledge, he cannot get the desired result, then what to speak of others who are hovering on the these material activities? So material activities, if you want to make success of your any activity, then make it plus Krishna consciousness. Then it will be all perfect. So Krishna consciousness does not prohibit anybody to for his particular occupation. They simply ask and request all that you make it plus Krishna consciousness, then your success is guaranteed. If you make it plus Krishna consciousness, that is required. Then another quotation is tapasina dana paraja sasina manasino mantra vidhasu mangala. Chimangna vindanti vinaja darpanam tasmai suvadda savasi namo namaha. Tapasina. There are many ascetics taking severe penance for perfection. Tapasina. Tapasina dhanapara. Dhanapara means there are many persons who are munificent, making charity. Dhanapara. And jasasina. There are many persons who are very famous. Tapasina dana parajasa. Manasina. Manasana means mental speculator, philosopher, thinking, high thinker, great thinker. So these are worldly great men, one who performs great penance, one who is very charitably disposed, one who is very famous, one who is very mentally advanced, who can think nice things, writes philosophical theses, writes nice poetry, manasena. These are the products of great mind. Manasena, mantravida. Mantravida means the chanters of Vedic hymns. Mantravida, sumangala. These things are all nice, auspicious. These things are ordinary. But these things cannot, by these things you cannot alone have success unless it is not offered to the Supreme Lord. Your good qualification should be engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord. Then you get the desired result. Heart's mother has written very nicely that if you talk of Krishna, then you enjoy yourself and you give enjoyment to many others. And if you talk of man, then you can create some, I mean to say, what is the exact word, really? Noise. You can create some noise for some time. If you are a good writer, if you are a good thinker, then just think of Krishna and write, and then it will please you and it will please all others. Or back to God it is for that purpose. And if you write some fiction, you can please some man and create some noise for some time in the world, but it will be useless after some time. Just like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, 5,000 years before it was written, it is still giving life. It is because it is Krishna Katha. And within your experience, so many nice novelists and poets came and gone. Nobody cares for them. So you can create noise. Very nice words he has used, I am very pleased. That by writing such things, you can create a noise in the world for some time. But it will mix in the, it will go in the oblivion. Everything should be engaged in the service of Krishna, in Krishna consciousness. That is the perfection of everything. Thank you.